You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We just thank God for another opportunity, another time to come on. Amen. We're just so excited about what God is doing in the midst of us. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, it's time for your miracle. Get excited. Tell somebody that the Miracle Radio broadcast is on the air. So Curtis Watkins, the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. God is in the midst of us. We're excited about what God is doing, about what God is going to do in the midst of us. Tell somebody again. This radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, has made it possible for us to come into your home, come into your cars on this Friday morning. This Friday morning, guess what? Not only do I'm in here by myself. I'm not by myself today, but guess what? Guess who's in the studio with me today? None other than my wife, Evangelist Bonita Watkins. Come on, greet the people, greet the people.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so glad to be here. Thank you for letting us come in your home, your job, your car. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank God for being here this morning.
Yes, yes.
But this is his day. This is not your day. This is his day. And he already walked through your day. He already walked through this day, and he know the outcome of this day. Hallelujah. Just acknowledge him in all that you do, and he'll direct your path.
Yes, come on. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day, another time, and another opportunity that you allowed us to come into the homes, into the cars of your people, Father. Even now, God, those that are on the airways, Father, we thank you now, God, that there's nothing missing, nothing lacking or broken. Yes. That concerns them, that concerns you, Father. We thank you now because you have made all things possible, Father. We thank you that you are the healer. We thank you that you are the deliverer.
Yes.
We thank you that, most of all, that you are our Savior and our Redeemer. And Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless your hearts, amen. We want to thank God for all of you tuning into the radio broadcast again. So excited about this. Tell somebody again that the radio broadcast now is on the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. We thank God for you, you and you. We just want to give you a brief announcements, amen. We want to thank God for you coming out, being with us again, celebrating the pastoral anniversary all that week before last. Still thanking you all, thanking everyone. Amen. Again, special thanks to everyone. Bishop Hatcher, God bless you. Amen. Apostle Antoine Brown, yes. Bless you.
Thank you
so much. Thank all of you all, and most of all, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank you, Pastor Robinson, all the way up from West Palm Beach. Amen. And Pastor Wiggly, just naming off some off the top of my head. McQueen, thank you for that, from West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Just everybody. If I didn't call your name, don't charge it to me. Amen. Just love me anyway. But I'm saying special thanks to everybody. And Pastor Chips and
Lady Bridget,
Pastor Bridget, thank you so much. Thank y'all, everybody, in the whole entire Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank you all again. Thank you. We appreciate you. Listen, again, we want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, amen, that's going through bereavement. We want to send out our condolences to, in Macon, Georgia, Kim Lee and Pastor Watkins, amen, family up there in Georgia, in the passing of his wife, amen. We want to send out our condolences to them, praying for them, amen. And those that are in bereavement hour right now, Sister Daisy, we send out our condolences and our prayers to your family. We pray that God will see you all through, amen. Everybody that's going through this, yeah. We pray for you. We pray for you. All right, please don't forget to join us in our services. You'll hear more about it at the end of the broadcast. Amen. More about the services that is will be. You can stop in to see us. Amen. Come and be with us in some of our services. We'll be glad to have you. Amen. Those of you on the other side of the dial, amen. You told me in the marketplace when I see you how you enjoyed the radio broadcast, how you enjoy our services. So those of you that have not been there, come and join us and be in our services. We're looking to see you and you, you and we're looking to see you and you in the midst of our services. Praise our God. Lady Watkins, God bless you. Come on around and talk to the people.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so glad to be here this morning. We want to just stop by to encourage you to stand. No matter what's going on around you, you stand. And you let God see you through, because God will see you through. A lot of times the enemy trying to make you frustrated, but you hold on. You stand in faith. Keep standing. Keep confessing. Keep living holy. Keep living righteous. Hallelujah. When we were coming here this morning, you know, it's airborne. That's why it's very important to speak to the atmosphere. Because a lot of this stuff is airborne. The same way COVID came around from off of the coast of other countries, it's airborne. You get that stuff through the air. And the Bible declares that the devil is a prince, and he's the power of the air. That's why it's very important to speak into your atmosphere. Combat it.
Yes.
Combat what the enemy trying to bring to your mind, what he's trying to bring to your ears. You got to combat it with words.
Yes.
Death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's airborne. It's airborne. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
But against spiritual wickedness. The rulers and the darkness of this world. And where are they living? In high places. It's in the air. You have to shoot it down,
yes,
with words.
Yes.
You have to give it an airstrike and send it down with words. Hallelujah. The atmosphere have ears.
That's right.
And you have to shoot it down.
That's right.
The enemy try to make you sick. You say he was wounded. He already took a strike for this. I'm not sick. I'm well.
Yes.
I'm healed by the power of God. Because healing is a children's bread. If you're a child of God, that's your bread. Healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He don't have no desire in his children being sick, being broke, being busted and disgusted. But he said, I have come that you may have life,
yes,
and have it more abundantly, abundant life. You don't have to be sick. You speak over your body every day. And you say, my body functions at 100%.
Hallelujah.
My kidneys function at 100%. There will be no pain in my body. My body will operate in the glory of God in which it was created.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. When you was talking about stand, as the scripture says, it says, stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have made us free,
yeah,
and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. So that's what we want to deal with. Stand. Having done all, you got to stand through every persecution, every trial, every test, everything you're facing.
Yes.
Because the enemy's job is to come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and do what? Have it more abundantly. So therefore, we got to do what? Stand in the midst of all oppositions, in the midst of every trial, in the midst of every test. We cannot faint now, because the enemy knows if you don't stand, you're going to faint along the way. That's why he says, stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have made us free. So we're free from the yoke of the bondage of the enemy. Amen. So we can stand. He haven't done all.
You done everything you could do. You prayed, you cried, you fasted, you meditated, you submitted yourself to God. He said, stand therefore. That means do it again.
Yes.
Don't stop doing it.
Yes.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
That's it. Keep
and
doing
keep
it.
And keep doing it.
Come on.
You got to build yourself up.
Yes. On your most holy faith. So you got to keep standing in the midst of obstacles, in the midst of trials that you're going through it.
That's right.
Amen. You can't, what the Bible say, faint not.
If you faint in the day of adversity,
yes,
your strength is made small.
That's it. So the day of adversity, we're going to be faced with trials. We're going to be faced with tests. We're going to be faced with all things in life. But we have the power and the authority to subdue and to stand against every plot and every trick of the enemy. Again, the scripture where we're coming from. Stand therefore in the liberty. Let's talk about liberty. When you liberty, you have freedom.
Yes, God is.
Yes, you have freedom. You have freedom, the liberty. You're not bound no more to that opposite, that thing that's holding you.
That's it. You have power over all this stuff. He said he have given you power over all the powers of the enemy. All the powers. All the powers, and there are many powers of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave you what you need.
Yes, according to what the word says. He gave us what we need, so we got to do what? Stand. There is no more what? Excuses. And there is no more excuses, because you're made free from the yoke and the bondage of the enemy. The enemy can't do no more to you than you allow him to do.
That's right.
As you were saying earlier, you got to speak into the atmosphere of this situation of what the enemy is trying to do.
That's
so
it.
You got to speak into the atmosphere and the decree and declare what the word says, I'm free. So therefore, I can do what? Stand, therefore, free in the liberty. I got liberty to stand. I'm not no more up under the bondage of the enemy.
That's it. Because he comes. He brings things to steal your joy. He brings things to destroy you. And he brings things to kill you. That's why a lot of people's hearts are failing them.
Yes.
Because of fear. Because he wants you to fear. Now we're in a season of drought.
Yes.
Amen. The government has shut down. But Jesus said, the government shall be on his shoulder.
Yes.
His shoulder. And you got to trust him.
Yes.
You can't trust in uncertain riches. You got to trust in what God promised you. And his promises are in him are yea and amen.
That's it.
Amen. A lot of people are panicking, Pastor. They're panicking because they believe. They dependent on the world system. We don't live from this system. We live from the kingdom.
That's the kingdom.
He said, be not conformed to this world, but you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Don't trust in this system.
That's it.
Because this system will fail you.
Yes.
It'll fail you.
Yes.
It'll let you down. A lot of people was panicking. I don't know if I'm gonna get my check this month. Don't depend on the world system, because they'll shut you down at any time.
Yes. And this is why we gotta stand according to what we're talking about today. Things are happening, things are gonna happen, things are gonna occur. But guess what? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Why? Because God have gave us the freedom to do what? Stand in the liberty.
Yeah.
In the liberty. Come on. You got your peace. You got your joy. You got your hope. Come on. You got everything you need. It's in God. This is why he tells us about your faith. The just shall live by faith. Because why? We got liberty.
Yeah.
We're not entangled with the yoke of bondage of the world system no more. Because he have given us all access. He have granted us all access to the kingdom.
Open heaven.
The open heaven, so we can begin to decree and declare in the midst while we're yet going through, yet standing,
yes.
Having done all stand, letting the enemy know, I don't care what you bring against me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what is coming up against
yes.
me. I am going to what stand in the liberty which Christ has made me free. And I will not be what
entangled
with the yoke of bondage again.
To fear.
To fear, to doubt, to unbelief.
Yes.
Come on. I'm walking in my God-given bought right to walk in his blood covenant. I'm in the covenant with him. I'm in agreement with him. So
yes.
nothing you bring against me or bring to me can cause me what? Not to stand. This is what's wrong now. We're fainting by the wayside because we're not actually standing on the word of God. We're
That's
not
right.
standing on the promises. We're not standing on what he says.
You got to stand on his word because everything else is going down.
But the word.
God is a promise keeper. And one thing he can't do is lie.
He can't lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he shall repent.
That's it.
If he said he's going to do it,
he's going to do it.
I don't care how long it take. See, what the problem is, Lady Watkins, we want to put God on a schedule, our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We want God to come right then, and we want him to come no later.
Meet them deadlines.
We want God to come right then. Yes, he said he's not the. Yes, he is there. He can't lie. He's there. But we've got to stop trying to put God on our timeline.
That's
and
it.
Get on here. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My
neither my ways,
your ways.
Yes.
So our thoughts got to become his thoughts. Our ways got to become his ways. And we got to do like this. They sung a song back in the days. Joe waited up on the Lord. Why can't I?
Yeah.
We got to wait on God. We got to stand and wait on God. Don't go. He said, lean not to our own understanding. So in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct our path. So this is called standing. We're talking about standing in the liberty which Christ has made us free today and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again.
Yeah.
It's just like God delivering you. It's just like God setting you free. And he told us, say, be not entangled. Be not entangled with that. Have no entanglement with that. Even though the enemy is trying to do whatever the case may be.
He's trying to spider you in.
That's it. So you're free from that. You're strong.
Yeah.
This is why we got to get in the word. This is why we got to put the word in us. David said that word that I did what? Hid in my heart. That I might not sin against thee. So in the day of adversity, when things come up against me, because what? I might not have a preacher. I might not have a sermon. But I got a word in me.
That's what caused
me to what? Stand.
That's it. You got to stand.
Haven't done all.
You start to cry and pray. Do it again. He said, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice.
Yes.
Amen. You got to learn how to praise your way through.
Mm-hmm.
That is what confuses the enemy.
Yes.
Because when you should be panicking, you're praising.
That's it.
When you should be weeping, you're worshiping.
That's it.
Come on.
But what did David say? That's what the song, they got a song out, says, praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you.
Close to you. I lift
my hand in praise.
You got to do something.
You got to do something in order to what? Receive something.
That's it.
So you got to stand with your hands lifted up. You got to stand with a praise. Not a complaint,
That's
but with
it.
A praise.
Because I don't understand, Pastor, you could be in church for 5-6 hours. During them hours, they don't open their mouth. Don't say nothing. That's why you got defeat in your life. You don't worship him for who he is. You only want him to do. Before you ask for anything, thank him for everything.
That's it.
We just thank God he's a Santa Claus. He's a sugar daddy. No. He said, he that walked up right before me, no good thing.
He will withhold from us.
He will withhold. Maybe because things are being withheld. Maybe because we're not walking upright. Our heart is not in the right posture.
I've learned and I'm learning. God's word is not going to change for us. We must change for the word of God.
That's right.
We can't change the word to fit us, but we can change to fit the word.
That's it. Or it's in your life.
That's it. The word is already in place. The word has already in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without him there was nothing made. So guess what? Everything that we have gone through, everything that we will go through, it was already in the beginning, already, as I said one time, in the frame. It was already framed. We will go through this. This is why we're able to stand. And the reason why we're fainting, because we're not keeping our mind stayed on Jesus.
And he declared your end from the beginning. So he knows the outcome. When you make it through a day, Jesus already saw that. He already walked through your day. He already walked through this day right here. Yeah. This day.
It's already designed. It was already designed from the foundation of the world. Because he said, I knew thee, and I did what I formed before he formed you in your mother's womb. So he already knew.
He was thinking
knew.
Of you.
He was thinking of you, and he already knew every step you was going to take and every journey you was going to go through in life. He had already knew before you even got here, before you were even created. So this is why you're able to do what? Stand. People have said, I've done everything I know to do.
Okay. You know to do. Now get out the way.
That's it. Now you get out the way and allow the real you. Because this ain't the real me.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the real you.
He created you.
Because he created you in his image and his likeness.
His likeness.
So therefore we're able to stand against all. You ever heard people say, I have had enough. I'm through. I have had enough.
That's good. Now you had enough for you too. Now God can step in.
Now God can step in like he was from the beginning. Mm-hmm. God created us to stand. He never created us to faint. The Bible said God created, he made man, mm-hmm. but he created woman.
Yes.
So what he did was he blew the very breath. He blew life into her. And man became a living soul.
Everything he is.
Everything he is.
We are.
We are. Somebody ain't going to like that.
Yes.
5, 7, 6, 8, 2, 49. Everything he is, we are. Everything he do, have done, we can do it.
He said greater works.
Greater works. So we got to
know what's in you.
You got to know what's in you, and we got to stand in the day of adversity because we got everything. Everything in us. My mind go, when we talking just a minute ago, my mind go back to Jesus when he stood before Pilate.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilate was doing all this, saying all that, you know, asking him a question. And the Bible says Jesus stood before Pilate. This is where I'm standing. You got to stand when everything is coming up against you. You got to stand and don't say a mumbling word.
And know who you are. Stand in confidence. Being confident of this one thing. That's my favorite scripture. He that have begun a good work, he's going to complete it until he returns.
Yes.
It's progressional sanctification. Progressional.
And that's why we got to do it. We can do it and be not entangled. That's Galatians, the 5th chapter, right? In the 1st verse, we're dealing with this. Stand therefore. In the liberty which what Christ have made you free from. He made you free from that. You don't have to be depressed.
No.
You don't have to be, ain't nobody care about me. You have to go have a sob story.
Read John 3:16 when you get that way. For God so loved the world that he gave because of his giving we have. Because the Bible said that we were common aliens. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel with no hope, no God. But he gave himself for us.
Yes, he gave himself for us. He gave us the right. He gave us a right that we didn't. To the tree of life.
Yeah.
So that's why we can stand. We have everything we need.
Pertaining to life.
Pertaining to life. We have everything we need to do what? Stand, to overcome, to come through, to come out. We don't have a right to be depressed because we got what we need in us.
That's it. And today, Pastor, a lot of saints deal with depression.
Yes.
They deal with mental health. They put that thorn on his head to cover our minds. Everywhere that he bled, it was for human society, humane. See, a lot of us still carrying that Adamic, that Adamic Adam, you know, that Adam nature.
Yes.
And we have to get rid of that Adam nature and allow God to do what he's going to do in us.
Praise God.
People don't ask God, work on my mind, my heart. Take the forgiveness out. Some people like to be in that place.
No. That's why he said be not entangled with your abundance again. You don't have to stay there. Because he came and gave you what you need to stand through that.
Amen. But his work, Pastor, you have to cast down. You have to bind. You have to loose. His work. That you have to do.
Yes, you have to apply it. You have to apply it.
Apply it.
You have to apply the word, and you got to operate and use the word. Use the word. There is no trial. There is no test that you're in is greater than the word of God.
You no can write temptation.
Me. Yeah, you can write me. You can call me, and we can go through this, and you can try to convince me. But there's no test. There's no trial.
No try.
There's no situation that you're face is greater than the word of God that's in you.
Yeah.
But you got to put it in you to be able to walk through this. I'm not saying you're not going to be tempted because everybody is tempted.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's up to us to what? Yield to the temptation.
He said there's no temptation that have taken us. That's common to man. But God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted. Above that which you are able, but with that same thing that's trying to entangle you, that's trying to weave you in, he put an exit in it, a way for you to escape through his word, because his grace is sufficient. They used to sing a song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. But now I'm found, blind, but now I see. And at the end of one verse, it's saying grace will lead you on. Grace will bring you out. It's power and grace. It's not just to have mercy on you because you sin, but grace will get you out of what you're in.
Yeah.
You got to ask God, help me.
Help me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
Yes.
I need your help.
And that's why we're able to stand.
Yes.
That's why we're able to walk through this. That's why we're able to go through and come out in and everything that we're in. Because we got the help that we need.
Yes.
Now, if you don't have the help you need, you're not going to be able to stand.
Mm.
You're not going to be able to stand. Why? Because you're going to be weak. But thank God we're not weak. We're strong. Because he said, even when it looked like you're weak, he said, let the weak say that I'm strong. So we have no excuse for not standing.
His strength is made perfect.
In our weakness.
In the time of your weakness, it's made perfect. It matures. That's what perfect means. You mature. You're grown up in it. Yes, God.
So that's why we can do what? Stand.
understand.
And that's why we don't have to be entangled with the yoke of, okay, with the yoke of bondage again. So